right, what's going on, y'all? I'm back at it. Back at it with another one. And thanks for taking the time to check me out. And thanks to everybody that subscribed so far. I appreciate it. Yeah, so just when you think that you've seen it all, something comes along that just makes you scratch your head and wonder, how can some people just be so stupid? I mean, at this point, you would think there's some kind of competition to see who can reach, you know, a new level of stupidity. So yeah, let's check this one out. And as usual, I'm gonna just come back with my thoughts about this situation, because I mean, it's just dumb. You know, it's crazy that just people don't know how to, you know, handle these disputes without just doing some of this crazy stuff that they do. So yeah, let's check this one out.
On New Tonight, some scary moments caught on video as shots are fired just feet from the door of a Burger King restaurant in College Park. The young man who recorded that video says it all started when a customer complained that their order was taking too long.
Much too long. So just a short time ago, our very own 11 Alive's Cody Alcorn spoke with that young man. Now he's pulling double duty tonight for us, and he's going to bring you that story.
That's crazy.
Big Dog Chino, as he's known on Instagram.
I was on my way to the studio, but I'm like, I'm hungry.
Decided to stop by the home of the Whopper on Old National Highway in College Park.
I got my food fast, and it was already some people waiting on their food.
He says they were waiting outside.
It would take too long, you go sit in the car or something? That's what they did.
Until he says they walked inside and confronted the BK staff.
I'm like, they about to fight.
All over a simple order.
You're going crazy.
It was really because they took too long with a burger.
With his cell phone in hand.
I didn't know what was about to happen, though. I didn't know that.
You can see right here on the video.
She pulled it out in line. That's what she did. In line.
Armed with a pistol. At some point, he says the gun was handed off outside, then seconds later, as he walks towards the door. Oh. A shot fired. Then as he gets closer, you see a guy, pistol drawn, and a couple seconds later.
I thought they got shot. Yeah. That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. At Burger King, I've seen a lot of stuff in my life. I never seen nobody want to do something to somebody over a burger.
Fortunately, no one was hit, even though the shooter was just feet away.
I'm blessed and I'm thankful for that. I'm glad he was not a good shooter. You get what I'm saying?
You know, Cody also tells us that right after that shooting, everyone took off running. Cody also reached out to the College Park Police Department today, but they never responded. But the good news, no one here was actually shot.
All right, so all of that because a burger order took too long. Here's my thing. Regardless of the amount of time that the burger took, I think we can all agree that there were better ways to handle that situation other than pulling out a gun and firing off a shot. I mean, what was that really supposed to do? Was that supposed to scare them into making the burger faster? I don't know. It's crazy. But with so many of these situations that go down, we got to understand there are a lot of people walking around among us who don't know how to properly handle a dispute or resolve a conflict without going and getting a gun and shooting up the place. This situation right here, I mean, if you're that pressed for time, then maybe you shouldn't be going up in there and placing the order. I think most people understand that when it comes to these fast food joints, nothing about them is ever fast. You get what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, you might be fortunate enough to get a fast order every now and then, but that's not always the case. And if that wait time exceeds your expectations, then you can maybe request to speak to a manager, maybe go to corporate or just request a refund and leave. I mean, I've, you know, asked for refunds, you know, a lot of times, and, you know, I get my money back. Then I leave. But what you don't do, you don't pull out a gun and then go outside where you get this other dummy who takes aim at the doorway and then fires the gun. I mean, it's stuff like this. I mean, some people, I don't know, some people just don't think or they don't care. It could be a combination of both, but they don't care about the lives and the well-being and the safety of others. And, you know, going to grab a gun for every altercation, I mean, it's just stupid. They weren't in a situation where they had to defend their lives or the lives of others, so the gun wasn't needed. But it's always something where somebody gets into their feelings, they get all emotional, and then they want to prove how big and bad and tough they are. And they think that by getting a gun and shooting somebody or shooting a place up, that somehow makes them, you know, big and bad and tough, right? But in reality, it just makes them look like a couple of jackasses. So now they're going to be sitting in jail once the police catch up to them, and then they'll go before a judge to face the consequences. And it's not going to be anything to where they can give an explanation that can, I guess, somehow justify what they did. And hopefully they'll get a harsh punishment, so that way they can kind of fully understand that this is not the way you handle things. This is not acceptable. I mean, because that guy that let off that shot, I mean, that round, it could have injured somebody or taken somebody's life, you know. But people really have to take some time to slow down and think before getting all emotional and just flipping out over nothing. I mean, it's Burger King. It's fast food. It ain't that serious. They would have been better off just getting their money back and going and getting some hamburger buns at the grocery store and a pack of ground beef and cooking their own burger at home. You know, it probably would have tasted 10 times better than, you know, majority of the crap on the menu at Burger King anyway. So, you know, whatever these two idiots get, I mean, they brought it on themselves. And it was just too easy to just chill out and, like I said, maybe get a refund and just carry on with their day. But I know some people will probably say, well, we all make mistakes, which is true. But when it comes to stuff like this, is it ever really a mistake? Because, I mean, this guy purposely pointed a gun and eventually fired that gun into a building that was occupied with employees and customers. So I don't know, mistake or not, they were in the wrong. But just a little something for y'all to think about. Take care, stay safe, and I'll see y'all on the next one. Peace.